as a man wipeth a dish. David pushed back the lock of hair that kept falling into his eyes and left a blob of soap suds trailing across his forehead. "Of all the sissy work," he groaned to the fat cookie jar man on the shelf above the sink. No one else was around to hear him. This was the evening for Ray and Elaine's chorus practice. Mary Lou was spending the night with her friend. Dad was away at one of his unending committee meetings, and Mother had just been called to take care of Granny Morris, who had one of her attacks.
"I'm sorry to leave you like this, David, but Granny wants me to come right away. She is afraid to move from her chair. There isn't anything for you to do except the dishes. I may be gone all evening."
"Seems like an awful lot of dishes for not more than we had. Can I just put them to soak?" Mother had smiled at him then from the hallway where she was putting on her coat. A tired sort of smile with a look in her eyes that said she knew he would do them even if it took until 9 o'clock. He fumbled with the apron ties he was binding twice.
"No pie, thank you."
"Johnny, I'm leaving early tonight,"
said Mr. Jennings. "It was closing time, and the last customer had left the store. Johnny, bringing in the produce, waited, dreading to hear the rest of his boss's words. He just knew he was going to be asked to close up. Well, if he hurried, he could still make ball practice on time."
"After you clean up, Johnny, pick over the peaches. I saw a few bad ones, and they'll spoil the rest if they're left in with the good fruit."
Mr. Jennings took off his apron and headed for the door.
"Sorry to leave you to finish up alone, but I have a dinner engagement. Have to get started or I'll be late."
Johnny looked at basket after basket of fruit. Sore over all those peaches? Why, it would take him until 7 o'clock. Ball practice would be over long before he finished.
"That's not fair,"
he thought to himself. A few seconds later, he heard Mr. Jennings' car start up, and he was alone.